Welcome to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast with the team at Mach 1 Financial Group. The Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast starts now.
Thanks for tuning in to the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. Mark Killian here alongside David Lee and Kyle Alexander of Mach 1 Financial Group. Joining me here on the podcast today is David Lee. He's a retirement income planning specialist. We are going to continue on our podcast series, I guess, if you will, of retirement planning myths. David and I have talked about this a couple of different podcasts now. We've had some good conversation about the different myths that are out there. There's a ton of retirement planning myths, and David's kind of playing Mythbuster and telling us why some of these are not necessarily the case. I thought we would dive back into that, David, with another one that seems to be pretty popular on that list, and that's when I retire, I need to dramatically shift my portfolio from stocks to bonds. Why might that be a myth?
Well, it may be a myth, right? I mean, every situation is different depending on the person's age, their assets, how much income they need, how long that money's going to realistically have to last. Those are all factors that factor into how much should be in stocks, bonds, annuities, other types of investment vehicles, et cetera. So, but it is a common thought, I guess, is how I would put it. A lot of people do think that, well, you know, now that I'm retired, I need to make a more dramatic shift from stocks to bonds. And I would just say, you know, be cautious in that, because I think we all realize, most of us do anyway, that we have been living in an artificially low interest rate environment ever since the Great Recession of 2008, when the Fed began stimulating the economy with printed money, where the Fed was printing money and then using that printed money to buy government bonds, which allows the Treasury to spend money to offset a loss of consumer spending. All of that was going on for a number of years. That artificial money printing and bond buying caused bond values to go up artificially. And when bond values go up, interest rates go down. So that created an artificially low interest rate environment for about a decade. And now the Fed is signaling that they're going to continually, slowly begin raising interest rates. And we're already seeing that begin to happen. So assuming that trend continues and interest rates continue to creep up, as interest rates go up, bond values go down. So if you're shifting money from stocks to bonds, you may actually be shifting into bonds at one of the worst possible times in history to shift to bonds, because bonds may very well begin going down in value from here as interest rates continue to creep upward over the next several years. That's why I mentioned in a previous podcast, and I've mentioned it several times through the years on our radio show and our podcast, that I view indexed annuities as a good bond replacement mechanism, because you're able to get a bond type rate of return, but without the significant interest rate risk that you have if you hold bonds, and without the market risk that you have when you hold stocks. So the whole reason why people think they need to make this shift from stocks to bonds is because for years and years and decades, that was the correct rule of thumb. The idea is you shift from risk to safety as you get towards retirement. Bonds are not as safe as perhaps they used to be, again, because of the artificially low interest rate environment. So I believe that indexed annuities, in my opinion, indexed annuities are a good alternative to bonds and bond funds in this artificially low interest rate environment. So that's how we would go about it. And just be careful about, you know, assuming that you need to make this dramatic shift from stocks to bonds, because you could actually, you know, counterintuitively, you may actually be increasing your risk, or at least not decreasing it by much, if any, by making that shift to from stocks to bonds in a low interest rate environment where interest rates are set to continue going up.
Yeah, great advice from David Lee here on the Mach 1 Market Moment Podcast. We've been talking about retirement myths. That was the fact, the myth of when I retire, I need to shift from stocks to bonds in my portfolio. David, you talked about how the rates, a good way I always remember that with the rates and bonds is when rates are high, bonds die. And when rates are low, bonds grow.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's always a little easy way to remember that. Well, we certainly hope you've enjoyed our series on retirement myths here on the Mach 1 Market Moment podcast. I think I'd finish off this week's show, David, with if maybe you could tell us about a time when someone did not take your advice, maybe on one of these topics we've covered lately, and later on you found out they wish they had taken your advice.
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. Now, I want to preface this by saying I don't presume to know the future. None of us have a crystal ball. None of us know what's lying around the corner as it relates to anything in life, much less, you know, what's going to happen to the stock market or bond markets or anything else. But I will say that for people who don't live and breathe this whole financial business every day for a living, they might not quite have as much insight as to what may be going on as someone who does work and live and breathe in this industry every day. So a couple of years back, we had one of our options trading strategies that it's a long story that I don't have time to delve into here on the radio show, but for a number of reasons, using a bunch of different data points and a few other things, I sent out a message to all of our clients that were in a certain strategy that I thought it was prudent to get out of it for the time being for a matter of a few months and kind of take a wait and see approach. I just felt like it was the right thing to do. But I also mentioned in the letter that I sent out that I don't have a crystal ball, just like I said a minute ago. I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know that anything bad is going to happen. I just feel like it's prudent at this moment in time, based on what I'm seeing, that we should pull out for a couple of months, sit on the sidelines, take a wait and see approach. The worst thing that can happen is we'll miss out on a few percentage points of growth, but we may potentially miss out on a big loss also by sitting on the sidelines for the time being. Fortunately, the vast majority of clients listened to that, took that advice. We did have a handful that didn't, for whatever reason, and I don't, it's not that they made a mistake or whatever, because they were taking a gamble that maybe I was wrong, because I very well could have been. And just a few weeks after we sent that message out, that particular strategy took a pretty big tumble, like more than 25% in a very short period of time. That's probably the most glaring example I can think of off the top of my head, where I know I'm sure some of those clients wish that they had listened to that advice a little bit more. And, Lord willing, we'll be able to continue to give that type of advice to people to steer them out of harm's way, because that's what we want for our clients. We want what's best for our clients. We have a fiduciary duty to try to preserve their assets as much as possible, to mitigate their downside risk as much as possible, while simultaneously, keeping them positioned for the best possible rate of return when markets are friendly, because that's what's in our best interest, and that's also what's in our clients' best interest.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to find out, or experience, if you will, the Mach 1 financial difference, go ahead and give them a call, 479-876-2100, 479-876-2100. As always, David, thanks for being on the podcast. We certainly appreciate your time here on the Mach 1 Market Moment podcast. We appreciate you listening as well. Tune in for more future podcasts from David Lee and Kyle Alexander right here on the Mach 1 Market Moment podcast. Thanks, David.
Thank you, Mark. Enjoyed it.
Investment advisory services are offered through Coppell Advisory Solutions, LLC, doing business as Fusion Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. SEC registration is not an endorsement of the firm by the Commission and does not mean that the advisor has attained a specific level of skill or ability.